Johnny, what are you doing?
Being a man, Cheyenne. The heater's broken, and I'm fixing it. That's what men do. We fix things.
Is this a butter knife?
Well, I broke the screwdriver trying to get the pliers out of the garbage disposal.
Ben, are you sure you should be messing with that? I mean, it's electricity. Isn't it all sparkly?
I have a book.
The Do-It-Yourself Guide to Home Repair.
That book will teach you how to fix or build anything. And after I'm done fixing the heater, I'm building us a koi pond.
Oh, okay, you know what? I bet that's Mom. You better get your apology ready, Van.
I don't know why we have to apologize.
Because you called her Barbara Jean.
I'm baffled. I called her Barbara Jean because she was coming over too much, like Barbara Jean. And now if I apologize, she's gonna come over again too much. Madness.
Dan, your little joke hurt her feelings.
Oh, it's comedy, Cheyenne. People get hurt.
Hey, Mom. Come on in.
Come on in.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the kind of thing that Barbara Jean would do?
No, Barbara Jean would stand at the door pouting and being all sarcastic. Can't turn it off.
Look, Mom, we are really sorry that we hurt your feelings. We feel terrible.
Because you realize it's completely crazy to compare me to Barbara Jean, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Van?
Yes.
All's forgiven. Oh, aww. Honey, I've missed you so much. Oh. Yeah. So where's Elizabeth? I want him to say hi to her.
She's spending the night over at her friend Claire's house so Cheyenne and I can do some work on the house.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just pop over there and say hi to her.
Yeah, because that's what Barbara Jean would do. Come on, people, that's funny.
See how God works.
I think I blew out a filling. Oh, no, just a piece of chicken. Okay, well, I'm all done here. Let's fire this puppy up.
All right.
Huh? Huh? Do I know my hot air or what?
Oh, yeah, honey, you are good. You should fix the toilet next.
Oh, I can't. The wrench is on the roof of the garage. Well, a rat took my chips. Oh, you know what? You take care of home repair, then.
You know, honey, I'm really glad we apologized to Mom. The only reason she comes over here all the time is because she misses us.
Oh, she doesn't miss us. She doesn't trust us.
What are you talking about?
Cheyenne, she still thinks of us as those irresponsible 17-year-old kids that she has to keep an eye on or we'll have a baby.
We are having a baby.
Yeah, that's another thing we men do.
Oh, gosh.
Your mom just doesn't see us as the adults we've become. We're grown-ups, Cheyenne. We're homeowners. I think we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah, because she's a little overprotective. I mean, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Man. That heater you got is really kicking out some heat.
Yeah, well, I turn it on high, they get... Hey, Reba.
Hey.
What is the one thing that Barbara Jean wants more than anything else in the whole wide world?
A panda bear that rides bicycle.
Okay, yeah. But she also wants to go to the Hot Air Balloon Festival in New Mexico, and I made reservations for us to go this spring.
Really? Well, let me ask you a question. Won't y'all be divorced by then?
Not if I can help it. That's why I'm trying to find things that make her happy. Why book this trip?
Okay, question number two. Weren't you the one that always wanted to go on the hot air balloons? And didn't Barbara Jean always call them the hot air puke baskets?
I just don't know what else to do.
Oh, I know. And I'm just saying this to try to protect you. You may have to face reality. It may be over.
You know,
Spending so much time alone has made me realize how much she's a part of me, how dull and empty the world is without her. Right now, there's a hole where my heart should be.
Oh, gag.
What? I thought that was very moving.
Yeah, moving my lunch up.
Brock, marriage is not a poorly written greeting card. Everybody knows you two love each other. But that's not the reason why you're not together.
Look, I know it takes more than love to make a marriage work, but I'm not the one who went out and got a new career and a new life.
Oh, so you want her to go back being just your wife.
Huh.
Well, I've been just your wife, and it ain't that great.
You know what? Forget about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you come in here telling me this cornball speech, and you expect me to take it seriously.
Okay, maybe it was dumb, and maybe it didn't sound real, but I feel... Look, I'm just trying to figure out how... I miss... my wife.
Mom, Dad, check it out.
Hey, buddy, listen, could you give us a minute right now? We're trying to have an adult conversation, okay?
Fine. I missed the fire at Van and Cheyenne's house.
The fu- what?
Cheyenne, Van, let me in. It's me.
And me. It's us.
Hey there, guys. How's everything?
Was there a fire?
A what? Oh, a fire! You know what? There was a fire. A little tiny, teeny fire. But you know what? It was practically a spark. Thanks for stopping by. Bye.
Oh, my God. Look at that. God, it stinks in here.
I kind of like it. Reminds me of my grandpa. He's a pyromaniac.
Where's Cheyenne and Elizabeth?
Elizabeth's over at Claire's and Cheyenne's upstairs. Guys, calm down. Everything's fine.
Buddy, what the heck happened?
Oh, what's with all these questions? What, am I on trial?
Wait a minute, weren't you working on something over here earlier?
Working on some?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no, Van. You caused the fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, blame it on me. I caused the fire. Yes. I caused the fire. We're responsible.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not we. You. You were responsible. He tried to fix the heater with a butter knife and a book.
Well, it's your fault, too. Oh, I'm cold. I'm cold. Put on a jacket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Van. I said, oh, yeah, I'm chilly. Why don't you ignite the house?
All right, guys, just calm down. It's not that big of a deal.
See, your mom agrees with me.
Oh, zip it, Sparky.
All right, everybody. Everybody just take it easy. Now, look, this is a very stressful situation. You don't want to say something now that you might regret later.
You know what? I should have never married you or bought a house with you!
Like that.
You know what, Mom? I think we're going to need to stay at your house for a couple of days. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Hope you got fire insurance.
I'm going to go grab a few things.
Well, make sure to grab my lighter.
Oh!
Hey! I'm just trying to make a little joke, because it's just this... I've been breathing smoke all day. I'm not... I'm very emotional.
What happened? Where's the fire?
Oh, put the fire out. Everything's okay and everybody's safe.
Oh, gosh, thank goodness. Oh, my Lord.
Barbara Jean... There's something I'd like to say to you.
Yeah, there's something I want to say to you, too. Well, both of you. I got a new job offer today.
What?
I'm moving to Arkansas!
You're actually considering moving to Arkansas?
Well, for a little while. And then the next goal is a major market city. And ultimately, how do the words... The CBS Evening News with Stormy Clear Weather sound.
Like the end of CBS?
You know what? I should start practicing interviewing distraught victims. I'm gonna go find Van.
You okay over there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. It's really good for her, huh? Things are really starting to fall her way.
You don't have to pretend you're happy for her.
Oh, I'm not pretending, Reva. You know what? You were right before. I always thought that the same things made us happy, but this really makes her happy, so I want it. For her.
Well, then go tell her that. Tell her that you've changed. You got to fight for her.
No, I'm not going to do that. I think I've done enough damage already. I want Barbara Jean to be happy, even if it means that I won't be. Now, if you excuse me, Reba, this smoke is really starting to bother my eyes.
Because the people want to know, Van, that's why. I can't get an interview and he acts like the victim.
Barbara Jean, I think we need to talk about this Little Rock thing.
Oh, I know. Isn't it exciting?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's a little selfish.
Selfish? Unbelievable. For the first time, I start thinking about myself and what would make me happy, and suddenly, I'm selfish.
I believe that's the definition of selfish.
Well, fine. Then you know what? I'm selfish.
Barbara Jean, isn't that the very thing that used to bug you so much about Brock? But I think he's changed. He really wants to make this work.
Reba, Brock has not changed. He just wants the past, where everything revolves around him.
And you want the future.
Yes.
Where everything revolves around you.
Yes.
Don't you see what's happening here? You're becoming Brock. Brock's becoming me. And I'm becoming you.
You know what, Reba? I really appreciate you trying to help, but you know what? This isn't your problem.
I believe that every marriage that can be saved should be saved. Mine couldn't, but yours still has a chance.
You know what? I gotta go. If I'm gonna go to Little Rock, I gotta tell the station here so they can find somebody else to do the weather.
I'm becoming Barbara Jean? Why couldn't I just be Dolly Parton?
Mrs. H, thanks again for letting us stay here. Man, I gotta do some laundry. My shirt still smells like smoke.
The washer's broken. Do you have your magic butter knife?
Oh!
Once again, you've won an argument with your wit.
Oh! I'm not laughing at you.
Oh. Did you ask her?
No, I didn't ask her. You asked.
Ask me what?
Biggie, we just need to stay here for the rest of our lives.
What?
Yep, we can't make it on our own.
Nope.
I have failed in providing a safe shelter for my family. I am a moron and a jerk. I am a merc.
Mm-hmm. Guys, these things happen. It was an accident.
Mom, we've lived in our new house for 3 days. And we've already set it on fire.
So what do you say, Mrs. H?
No.
What?
N-O.
What does that even mean?
It means that you can only stay here until your house is fixed.
Well, I don't understand why I can't stay. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and all of a sudden I'm person non-grateful?
Listen to me. You kids messed up, and you're going to mess up again. But the most important thing is how you respond to your mistakes, and you did great. You got the fire out, and everybody was safe.
I guess Van did jump into action after he stopped screaming.
Well, I stopped screaming because he slapped me.
See, the two of you can get through whatever mess you guys get yourselves into as long as you stick together. You're a loving couple.
Yeah.
You're a luple.
All right, Mrs. H, we're all packed and ready to go to the house.
You're going back? I thought you said it was too smoky.
Yeah, well, the fire damage wasn't that bad. I think we were just freaking out about being on our own.
But you fix that, Mrs. H. You fix everything, you and your tough love.
So this is it. So soon. You know, I know you guys were going to move back, but I'm still really not ready for this.
Well, Mom, maybe technically we moved out 2 days ago.
I know, but deep down in my heart, I knew you kids would come running back when you hit that first bump in the road. Now it feels like you're moving out for real.
We are.
No more words. Cheyenne, hug your mother. Oh, heck, give me some of that.
Hey, what's with the love fest?
She kicked us out. We're all very sad and happy. We're sappy.
Have any news from Barbara Jean?
No, not a thing. Her broadcast is about to start. She said if she was going to take that job, that there'd be a new girl doing the weather. So I guess that'll give me my answer.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the weather. But first, I'd like to congratulate Stormy Clearweather on her new job. She will be missed behind the weather desk. And now for our new weather girl, Bill from accounting.
Well, guess I got my answer.
Sorry, Brock.
Yeah.
Wow, life without Barbara Jean.
What is this family gonna do without some big goofball popping in all the time?
Hey, guys.
Well, we just watched the broadcast. I guess you made your decision.
Yes. Yes, I have.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but after all you guys have been through and how much you mean to each other, I can't believe you're gonna leave. Well, I'm just not gonna stand here and let my best friend just ruin the rest of her life.
Best friend?
Best friend?
Yes, best friend. I'm proud to say that Barbara Jean is my best friend. It's more of a comment on my sad life more than anything. Well, aren't you gonna scream or hug me or do something to make me regret this?
I don't know. You know, you wait so long to hear something, and then when you finally do, you realize it's just no big deal, you know?
What?
I'm kidding! That's what best friends do, they kid! Come here, you! We're best friends! Best friends, best friends, best friends, best friends, best friends.
Barbara Jean, there's something I'd like to say to you. If moving to Little Rock would make you happy, then that's what you should do. I want you to be happy. I also want you to know that I love you more than anything else in the world, and I still want to be your husband.
Oh, my goodness.
If you'll have me, I will follow you to Little Rock or Budapest or any place else you want to go.
Do you mean that?
I've never been more serious in my life. I still want to be married to you because without you, there's a hole where my heart should be.
Oh, my gosh, Brock, that is the most beautiful thing I have ever heard. Gosh. You know, anyway, I'm not going to Little Rock.
What?
I used my leverage with the station, and they offered me the hard news job here. I am going to be their new woman on the street, and I already have a title for my segment. Babs Jansen, Streetwalker.
So you're not going?
Oh, Reba, I couldn't leave Brock. You know, every marriage that can be saved should be. Oh.
Can't believe I'm going to say this either, but I'm happy for you, too. I'm happy for you, too. I'm just so happy that all our lives have worked out.
Except for you. You're all alone. Cheyenne, she's all alone.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. 6 years ago, I thought I was cursed. Turns out that I'm blessed. Blessed to be in the middle of the craziest, most dysfunctional, wonderful life I could imagine. And I love all of you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, God. This is so beautiful. Life's rich pageant. Let's take a picture of this so we can have this moment forever.
It's a great idea. Now pull it together. Pull it together. Come on. Hey, kids, come on in here. We're going to take a picture.
Everyone smile.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Dibs, I got to stand next to Reba, you know, best friends. Hey, did you guys hear? Best friends. All right, come over here. Can you believe it, Reba? 6 years ago, this family was falling apart. And then I came in and I just put everything back together.
Barbara Jean, that's not exactly the way I'd put it.
Hang on, Brock. Barbara Jean's right. We got through it all.
Because we're survivors. My lips are planted in the past.